down in Tina Lippins?
The reason why I talk to the pastor is because when you give somebody a title, you need to have wisdom. You know, but the Lord spoke to me. I heard the words, whatever your hand findeth to do, do it with might. And the Lord spoke to me that there's a deacon anointing upon you to serve in the house of the Lord, to multitask and to be a support ministry in the house of the Lord. And you do it with joy unto the Lord, and you do it with joy unto the people of God. And God is well pleased with it. And God says, continue in the good work that I've given you, and know, says the Lord, that I'm going to meet every need, for every secret desire I'm going to meet. Does not my word say that I reward for what you have done secretly, I will reward you openly? I have seen the many things that you have done in the background without looking for approval, without expecting a pat on the back, knowing that God is the one you're doing it for. Continue, says the Lord. I'm gonna reward you and bless you. I'm gonna visit you, son, with a new vigor and a new physical strength and healing. The Spirit of the Lord is coming upon you. You shall be restored, says the Lord. And in the last 10 years, there's been certain ailments that have been coming against you. And there's generational ailments. I'm thinking more in the heart, issue of the heart, and blood pressure, and cholesterol and those things. But the Lord says, I am going to visit your body, says the Lord. And I want you to believe the report of the Lord, for you shall be sustained and you shall be strong, says the Lord. And daughter, I'm going to cause you to also begin to enter into new intercession, for there is a spirit of discernment that's coming upon you. And you're going to be able to look at someone or look at a situation and know where the most effective prayer will be, what point and what avenue to take in prayer. For I have seen you in the night season crying, Lord, show me yourself. Teach me to war. Teach me to pray. Teach me to walk in faith. So know this, daughter, intercession and the gift of faith is coming to you. Visitation from the Lord, body, soul, and spirit. I am adding my strength to you, and I'm going to lift you up, says the Lord, and you're going to walk in grace. You're going to be able to touch those who have been mentally oppressed in the realm of depression. There are even some that are close to you that live in depression, and you've seen the stronghold and how it's taken authority and ruled their mind and ruled their future. But you know that your future and your destiny is determined by how you respond in a storm, not the storm as it attacks you. And I'm going to give you wisdom to release and healing for those who are mentally depressed and oppressed. Know this, says the Lord, walk in the blessing of God, walk in the strength of God, walk in the healing of God, and walk in the anointing of the Lord. Continue to do the work. Whatever your hand findeth to do, do it with might, for you are preparing the ground for those that will come in. What you do will prepare the way. It is your work to prepare ye the way of the Lord. Even as my servant John said, the Baptist said, prepare ye the way of the Lord. What you're doing is preparing the way of the Lord for others, that they can come into a place of strength and blessing where all things that must be done are done. Continue. I am well pleased with you.
She doesn't save anything for anybody, does she? Just try to live You know, when you guys first got up, the Spirit of the Lord quickened in me and said, those are my all-purpose people. Amen. They're all-purpose. Ministry of Helps, just right in my, just, and then she just, and I said, why would I even get up, you know? I mean, one, it is the anointing to administrate and to manage, the ability, the anointing from God to look at a task and pull it apart piece by piece and know what to do step by step by step by step. It is the anointing of God that rests upon you to help move this house from point A to point B to point C. Know that you are doing exactly what God has called you to do. And as it relates to your physical body, yea and amen. Yeah. The word of the Lord has gone forth. And the Lord would say, in this season, there will be a wind at your back. And the thing that cause you to be tired and worn out. There is coming a new vim and a new vigor. You will flow. You will function in the anointing of God anew and afresh. I sense an accelerated anointing coming, so that the things that you have to do, you'll be able to do them quickly and efficiently and without drain, without strain. This is your season, says the Lord. This is your season, says the Lord. Wow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shikala mahanda. Just want you just to lift your hands forward, everyone. God's doing something supernatural for the house. There's coming a strengthening and a building. Hallelujah. The foundation has been reinforced. The pillars have been put in strong. And now the Lord says it's going to be time to build even stronger. Hallelujah. Larger and wider. Hallelujah. And this couple's just like a small beginning of the kind of people God's bringing in. Hallelujah. The Lord spoke to me that there is at least 100 couples exactly like this couple that God is going to bring into the house of the Lord. This house is going to be well established. This house is going to be a mover and a shaker in the things of the Spirit. But it's also going to be a church meeting needs, practical needs of people's lives. Hallelujah. And the team ministry that you're building and the anointing that you've called on from the Holy Spirit to come comes in fivefold measure. Hallelujah. Father, bringing alongside this couple everything they're going to need. Just as you've brought this couple, hallelujah, that's, come here, brother and sister, hallelujah, that stand faithful with this couple, Father God, you're going to add others, hallelujah, because there's an army of people coming. And the old way of pastoring and the old way of running church, and you've had a vision for this for a long time, could never be. It'll never be effective. It won't work. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for the sovereignty of your anointing and the grace. Get ready for your circle to enlarge. Get ready for the Lord says, I'm going to add other strong ministries. I'm going to raise up powerful men and women who are going to stand. Not all will have the same authority. Not all will have the same voice. But I'm going to make captains of thousands and captains of hundreds and captains of 50, says the Lord. For the harvest is coming. Hallelujah. So prepare, and you have been preparing. Every limitation. I know that you're very cautious people. And you don't move just to move. You don't do something just to keep up with the Joneses. But I want you to know God is going to give you a facility. He's going to give you something that is your own, and it's going to be a multi-complex of many things happening in it. Hallelujah. And the finances for it will also come from much of what's happening inside the place. God's going to give you his wisdom, how to tap into grants, tap into social services, tap into all kinds of resources. Hallelujah. And the church, although it'll cost the people of God something, but the burden will not be on, because it's going to be beyond just four walls of a local church. It's going to be something that's going to impact the community. Hallelujah. And even eventually further out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do you see what you people inspired? Hallelujah. You better be ready to be deacons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I really felt with this other couple that came forward, this young man and some of you young ladies that are sitting here, quality people God's bringing and adding to this house. Hallelujah. And sometimes our attention can be so much on the needy and the poor that we fail to see those in places of authority and means, people who have professional areas. God says there's coming a harvest of professional people into the house of the Lord. Many of them want to do something for the kingdom. They want to give their finances for the kingdom, but they don't want someone ringing their own door. They don't want their personal home being invaded. They don't want to be seen as the beneficiary, the one who's giving. But they're looking for places that they can sow into, knowing that they can be trusted. What they're giving to the work is going to be used for the work, and you're a good place for it. Hallelujah. Father, I just thank you for this couple. Lord, I thank you that you're going to continue to strengthen them and use them for your glory and for your honor. When you came into this house, into this fellowship, into the church that you're a part of, you were able to breathe for the first time in a long time to say, this is home. This is what we've been hungry for. This is what we've been looking for. There's coming a multiplication of the grace of God on your lives. There's many people you know. Now, God's not going to use you to rob other churches of people. But I want to tell you, there are people who are in other churches that are dying. And God's going to link you up with some of them, and some of them are going to come in the house of the Lord. You don't have to apologize for it because they're dying where they are. You're not robbing anything. You're bringing life. And I just sense that there are people you know who aren't even going to church anymore. People who are just so dissatisfied with church life and the foolishness that has gone on sometimes, but God's going to use you as ambassadors for his kingdom. And I see you having groundbreaking anointing that's going to come in and break hard-hearted people who have been made hard-hearted because of the failures of others who've named the name of the Lord and have done foolish things in the name of the Lord that's wounded people. You're going to come in and break that thing wide open, and people are going to get rescued and delivered and set free. Hallelujah. We bless you. We anoint you. Hallelujah. And we equip you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for Don and Tina. We thank you for their faithfulness from day one of this body. Lord, we thank you for friends who stand in thick and thin. Lord, we ask that you would take this word and breathe a fresh wind of your spirit upon them. Lord, that their sails would be filled with your presence. Lord, that your glory would keep them and enable them and empower them. We seal this word to their hearts that they would be used as vessels for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Just so you all know, we haven't talked to Steve and Rita about what the Lord is doing in the church yet. But now maybe we can. You were right on.